At a recent get-together, my friends and I played the imaginary dinner party game. Have you ever played this? You know, you get to pick a group of people, living or dead, to invite to a dinner party. You get to sit down and have a meal with your heroes. It's a revelatory game about you, the host, because if you know a person's heroes, you know a lot about them, what they value, what they aspire to. Plus, you can't just pick your three most admired people because you have to think about, would it be a good party? Sure, you love Tina Fey and Copernicus, but what are they going to talk about? It ought to be easy for me because my heroes are writers and our guest count was limited to three. So I immediately thought Flannery O'Connor, Harper Lee, Carol Churchill. Boom. Done. But truthfully, I wouldn't go to that party, even if I was the host. I hate this game, by the way. I'm very bad at it. I think I hate it because of Carol Churchill, who's one of my possible guests. In one of her most famous plays, Top Girls, the main character has the dinner party game play out. It's set in the 80s, and the play's exploring different modes of feminism. And the opening scene is this imaginary dinner party hosted by a hard-nosed, big shoulder pad 80s career woman named Marlene. She's celebrating her new promotion, and she invites a troop of women out of history and literature who were different kinds of wildly successful. Now, in the version I played with my friends, all the people had to be real. They had to have at least lived once and touched the earth with their feet. But Marlene's choices are pretty varied. She took Isabella Bird, a real woman who was a world traveler and a prominent author in the 1800s. Lady Nijo, also historical, a Japanese concubine from the 13th century. But then she had Patient Griselda, definitely fictional. The clerk tells her story in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. She invites Dula Griet, a figure out of Flemish folklore, famously painted by Bruegel. She leads an army of women down into hell to rob the devil at sword point. Pope Joan is possibly fictional, likely fictional. She's a woman who, in the Middle Ages, disguised herself as a man and rose through the ranks of the Catholic Church to become its head. In most versions of the story, Pope Joan's identity is discovered when she gives birth during a papal processional, and she's subsequently stoned to death. It's a fascinating cast of characters, and it ought to be a great dinner party, but there's a lot of posturing and jostling for position. Lady Nijo does not like Patient Griselda and keeps pranging her all night, and they all drink and drink, and get sloppy and mawkish, and each of them has gone down a very different path, but they've all led to a similar form of suffering. Their stories reveal Marlene as a rather soulless creature that she's become in her quest to be what the 80s deemed successful for a woman, a cannibal in a power suit taking pot shots at Thatcherism. It's a great play, but it's a downright terrible dinner party. And I think my party would also be terrible. I would not enjoy my party. And here's what the game revealed to me about me. I'm afraid to meet my heroes. I guess I knew that. I remember going to Monroeville's Literary Festival soon after my first book came out, so this was back when Harper Lee was still alive and healthy, and I kept seeing this one woman of a certain age with a certain haircut. It's a small town. So I caught sight of her three or four times, and I'd leap into the bushes or run around corners, ducking through hallways into restrooms like a natural-born fool, until a local friend of mine asked me what I was doing. "Hiding from Harper Lee," I said. "She's in New York this month," he told me. I had been hiding from someone's lovely meemaw. I guess I'm worried what would happen if I meet my heroes and they're crabby or smug or complacent or hateful or, you know, human. Worse, what if my heroes think I'm flawed or fawning or gross or weird? It's too much stress. I got to meet Stephen Colbert once at a party in New York. We had the same publishing house, and we had the same publicist, and so we were both at their new launch party. And you know, he's not one of my heroes. I loved the Colbert Report. I love him on TV. I'm a fan of his, but I don't have any aspirations to be a political pundit or that kind of entertainer. So I don't have any identity tied up in meeting him. I don't want to be him when I grow up. And even so, I was a natural-born fool. Our shared publicist took me over to meet him, and he was so nice. You know, he's trying to have an actual conversation with me as if I'm a person. Like, oh, what kind of books do you write, and where are you from? Party chit-chat, genial and interested. I finally said, you know what? I can't do this. It's really nice of you to be trying to have this human conversation with me, but really, what I would like to do is just sort of lurch at you in a terrifying way and scream that I love you, like right into your face, and then you could charitably grant me a picture, and then I would run away and stress vomit. And he laughed, and he was like, all right, let's do it that way. 1, 2, 3, go. So that's what we did. And I'm just his fan. Can you imagine lurching at Flannery O'Connor and screaming, I love your work, in her face over the appetizers? Then what? Flannery O'Connor was not known for her kid gloves or gentle spirit. This is a woman who, I've been to her childhood house in Savannah. I've seen her little picture books she read as a child. At 4 years old, she was writing literary criticism in the white margins. Oh, things like, this is overly sentimental. You know my real ideal dinner party? I invite those writers whose work has meant the most to me, and they sit down to eat, and I just listen. Even better, they don't realize I'm there. They don't notice me. I'm the waiter. Speaking of meeting your heroes, Emma Donahue is coming to the ATL. I'll be interviewing her, and so I'm going to have to get over myself. She's the international best-selling author of quite a few books, Slammerkin and Frog Music. She also wrote Room and adapted it into an Oscar-nominated screenplay. She'll be talking about her new book, The Wonder, on Thursday, October 6th at 7 p.m. I just finished it. It's amazing. The event takes place at SCAD Show, which is at 173 14th Street in Atlanta. It's a ticketed event with limited seating, so I'm telling you about it early. Go to freshtix.com, that's fresh, T-I-X, and reserve your seats now. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.